Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. All day long.
All day?
That's right.
What? Half of March is almost over. Half of March.
Boy, we can't pull anything by you anymore.
I'm telling you, man. It's, sometimes they fly by.
Do you...
Sometimes they don't.
He knows what day it is. Whoa.
I know. Down deep, and I won't... I don't want to embarrass the boy. That's what we call him here, casually. We call Fat Boy the boy. Does that bother you, by the way?
No.
When we're out in public and I say, hey, boy.
No, because people ask me, and they're like, you know, what do I call you? I'm like, I've been called so much. Like, literally, I have a ton of nicknames.
God, you're going to make me request that song.
Like, I'll say my name because I don't even tell people where I work when I'm out.
How dare you?
I know. I'm on the fence about it. I really don't know what... I could tell them I work at a digital marketing firm.
That is a lie.
Well, I mean...
Can you imagine if you really did? How great that is.
I mean, we work...
I kind of do.
We work in a building where that happens. That's like saying, hey, where do you work? Walmart. Bitch, you work at Subway at Walmart.
Well, it's like...
You don't work at Walmart. I work in Walmart.
It's like the other thing. If you're not in this room right now, do we work together? I don't know.
The hipsters downtown in various outskirting areas, they call that a shared workspace. You know, it's like it's like a hostel of offices. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I've seen a place like that.
Like it's set up. To me, I get it, but on paper, when I'm just sitting back and looking at that, I'm like, that sounds like your scam business, though, that you need to have an office in case somebody comes to town and wants to meet you in your office. You're like, dude, I can't have them in my garage.
Right.
I can't have them at the UPS store where my P.O. box is at. So where can I have this meeting?
And I'll be honest with you, when I have my home office, I do have a desk situation, but a lot of times I sit on my bed and work.
Yeah.
Work on the
you,
bed.
Or you lay on your bed and work.
Well, on my mountain of pillows. I like to prop my back up against there and type away.
Sounds like you need a Liberator.
You got too many pillows.
Is that what we were going to get him for Christmas? Is that?
No, the Liberator is like this piece of furniture, essentially. It's like a wedge. It allows people to get in sexual positions they normally could not.
Oh, hey.
Do you know
if it helps my
it's
back.
It's fun for yoga.
I'm all about it.
And meditation as well.
I mean, you talk about the conference rooms. I don't know if you know who Mark Dreyer is, but he was a Wall Street guy who went to prison for securities fraud and promissory notes that were fake.
Oh.
He would go set up meetings in conference rooms, the places he didn't work at. But he'd have to sneak into them.
Oh, he would not even arrange it.
They would be there first. He would go and then, like, you know, walk past the room to make sure they were there. He would meet them, close deals, and then they would both leave.
Jesus. That's like going to a hotel where they have the business center. Which is essentially like a couple Wi-Fi hookups and
that's all it is. A
printer.
It's a printer in the lobby.
So that's the business center. It's like, hey, where can we? Can I meet you at your office? Yes. I own a hotel. It's my middle name's Hyatt. Don't tell anyone, but Hyatt Regency. I'll meet you in, you know what? I'll make it simple for you. Don't even have to get on the elevator. I'll meet you in my downstairs business center.
That's a little shady. Like having
it's right by the coffee and breakfast area.
Like ordering certain stuff not sent to your house. Like send it to my office.
Well, here's one thing that I've noticed. And
I like that.
I get it. I totally get it. But Amazon has started, or it's been going on, I know at least from Christmas, where if you order something that can just be slapped with a shipping label, in other words, not put in a box or a bag or anything.
Oh, I didn't think they did that.
Oh, I've gotten a lot of packages where sometimes it's fun to get an Amazon box and say, what the hell did I order? This will be fun. This is like Christmas, kind of.
What's in the box?
What was in the box? And you're like, oh, great, batteries. But I forget. I think it was like it was clothes for my grandson that literally was like a pack of like it was a shirt or whatever it was.
Oh, okay, like in a bag or whatever.
Yeah, it was in a clear bag, though.
Yeah.
But they have the option on there now where it's like, do you want us to put it in our packaging?
Is it something like a dinosaur on the front or?
Yeah, something like that, because it's all dinosaur. They're trying to like make sure that young kids know that they really existed. That's all. I see it. I mean, it's.
Does he ever scoff at it or certain gifts? He's like, you can tell on his face that maybe he's not as enthused about it.
There was one that I gave at Christmas, but I have to remember that I am 49 and he is 3.
There's a big gap.
And I have to remember what is entertaining or delightful or fun to me. He may not feel with that same enthusiasm. So, and this is so not me, but I saw this T-shirt that was in my size that it had a clever little, funny little thing on it. I said, God, if they have it in a kid's size, I'm going to buy us both that shirt.
You'd be twins.
And I'm going to wear it to the farm. I'm going to wear my shirt, and then I'm going to give him the one. And I think he'll pop for that because we're matching, and it's a fun little slogan on the thing. And he didn't give a crap. It was great. It had a cow's face on it wearing sunglasses. I mean, and then it said, Legend Dairy.
Oh, that's good.
He didn't get it. He's 3.
He will soon.
Well, he won't be able to wear it then.
Well, it's true. They grow fast.
It's like, why didn't you? You should know this, kids. You're 3. Legend Dairy. It's spelled dairy, like, you know, milk.
I got one you can get them. You both can wear it. Mm. It's for Halloween. And then it's got a picture on the front of, like, the Aerosmith CD with the cow's udders. What does it say? Can you guess what it says?
Don't cry over pierced milk.
This says trick or teat.
Oh,
boom. It's orange and black for Halloween.
Boom.
He might like that one.
Yeah, he will. He's a big fan of Halloween. He's already.
His mom might not want him to wear it, but.
No, she's cool with it. Like, she's like, whatever he doesn't scoff at is fine. Let him wear his Santa Claus shirt again. Who cares? I mean, who cares? There's people still got Christmas lights up. The hell with them.
Or quit horsing around. That's a good one.
That one's.
Nobody says that anymore, though. That was a rule on the bus. No horseplay.
Well, at like a certain, let's just say you needed a tractor or maybe some supplies, you would go to this place. They have fun little shirts like that, but they're to the point where I'm just being observant. They're like funny little puns from like 15 years ago. Just now hitting the market. And you, like, especially with the goat thing, there's like so many shirts that say, my goat is the goat.
I want that.
That's good.
So bad. Oh, no. Come on.
My goat
Please.
Is the goat.
My goat is the goat. And they'll have them even like, you know, God, what was the one? It was some animal. It might have been a chicken. I don't remember what it was.
Your donkey is an ass.
See?
Nice ass. Picture of a donkey.
Nice ass. Yeah, something like that. Yes, they wouldn't have that in the store, though.
I would buy that.
Which, the only Billy I voted for is goat.
That's right. If you sit around with it all day, you could have fun with it and come up with some funny ones. That's why I thought
Legend
Dairy. You have cows here, kid. He's wearing sunglasses like Grandpa.
Do they have
Legend
one?
Dairy.
Do they have one of a former president who's maybe mixed in with an alpaca on the shirt?
Oh, man.
See, I want a hobby farm.
I'd like trying to figure these out now.
I want a tiny one. I want like a tiny...
What party? Of the rep...
Democrat. Let's just say it's the president's face on the llama's body.
Are you talking about Barack Obama?
Yes! That's it! Hire us to make these.
That's beautiful.
Barack Obama. I'm selling my farm if you bring that shirt over here.
What if Bush's Baked Beans gets the dog to actually start to be voiced by George W.?
Oh, my God.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Almost went on a tour of the Bush's Baked Beans factory.
Why? Or the gift shop. You have to go through the gift shop to exit.
Does it smell like farts?
Like, here's the thing.
I bet that bathroom is rough. Like, you don't want to be the janitor there, man. No.
It's in an, like... odd spot in Tennessee on this side of Knoxville. So when you're just driving, you like you stumble upon it and you're like, I kind of want to go in there and take a tour.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe where I went today.
I kind of want to see the bathroom now. You mentioned it.
I'm such a sick person.
I want a Duke shirt. That Duke. Not Duke, but like Duke from Bush's Baked Beans.
Dude, they should have parody shirts. They're like the same logo, but it's not the blue, it's brown, and it's Duke spelled differently.
A shirt with Coach K on it that says, roll that beautiful bean footage?
Yes. They could be the Duke Bean Devils. Tear your ass up.
It's like the chili.
Fool me once, can't fool me again. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Beautiful. Now watch this swing.
Watch this. I remember that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Watch this.
Now watch this.
I'm going to be thinking of like a ton of them now. I'm trying to think of animals in my head and just kind of go off of that.
I the ones that I'm coming up with are like, mid presidents, like ones from the 1800s that no one remembers. And I'm waiting for my good one that will resonate with everyone, and it's yet to hit me. That's why I took it into Bush's Baked Beans. Is like, oh, Bush. Oh, okay. I could make a pubic hair joke, or I could make a bean joke.
That's a popular, you know, like food swag is popular.
Yeah, because. It wasn't Bush's. It may have been Bush's, where you can buy a running suit that looks like it's covered in beans, but it has their logo where like the Nike or Adidas would be.
Yeah, really I saw nice. That.
I'd give that to someone for Christmas.
Yeah, that person would drive the Sweet Tarts car too, I think.
Yeah, they would.
You remember those things?
God, I haven't seen the Sweet Tarts. I used to live near that guy.
When did the homies decide that they no longer were going to wrap their cool cars in product logos, because once one decided, they all decided.
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes car, the Good Bar car.
You had the cereal that's a ghost? Blueberry? Is that it? Okay, whatever that is. I saw that one. Sweet Tarts, I saw a couple. I think there was maybe some kind of war over who's going to get that car.
I don't know if you had these up in Tennessee, but down here there was like a dealership that sold specifically Crown Vicks, and they would, well, they might wrap them now, but
it's like the way all edibles look like candy, like the font and everything, the colors will result, which is here's the thing, and I've seen them for sale, Paige. I'm not saying if I bought any or not.
Am I impressed?
I don't care.
I want to be,
but they look just like candy or potato chips or Oreos or whatever. And this, I mean, the sad part about it is some kid is going to...
Oh, the edibles.
Yeah.
I've seen a rapper.
I mean, like any of that stuff is patterned over candy. And that's where, and this is a grandpa talking again. I think that's, you know what? Make it look like it's hard work.
I got fooled by one. A rapper I saw outside. And you can't tell until you look at the back. And it's got the marijuana symbol on the back.
Funny, yeah.
It said Fruity Pebbles on it, but he's stoned, like you can see, like
yes,
Fred.
Like the Frankenberry car, that was another one. That was a cereal. The guys with those cars love cereal.
The Frosted Flakes car had orange rims. It was a very nice, beautiful car. Very nice.
Like to the made point where like I was like, are these companies paying for this? And it turns out I had some boots on the ground folks get out and find out. And they replied back to me that
boots on the ground.
No, this is almost like it's like how your people do with the little rubber duckies on the Jeeps. You know.
Yeah.
Everybody has their thing.
So
it's,
many.
It's the way Latinos used to put shag carpet on the roofs of their interior.
That's so nice.
They would have the little hanging balls across the front and back.
You remember balls? That? Yeah, those are cool.
It was like a
lights in the mirror.
Yeah. I mean, it was sick.
Festive.
It was dope.
It was festive.
It really is dope.
It was festive. Yeah, it really is dope.
That's going to be the new Who's On First. Oh, we got the light coming on.
Oh, God, it's the president. Good morning, sir. You had something to say?
Have you seen the Pepto-Bismol car? It's all pink on the inside.
Oh. See, I did. I thought it was a Mary Kay car at first until I got closer. It wasn't as blatant as some of the ones where the logo's really, really big.
That is wild.
Like, remember the...
He Trump with the zinger early.
A million of y'all are going to bust my balls for not knowing this, but what was the Dale Earnhardt car that they sold that had... It didn't have a big three on it, but it had an insignia somewhere on it when you saw it. You're like, oh, that's the Dale version of that car.
Oh,
it wasn't
damn.
Even a three. I think it might have just said Intimidator or something.
Like one of his old cars?
No, it was a vehicle for sale, like a brand new one. But yeah. They made a special, like a Shelby Mustang would have been, where they made a specific Dale.
Oh, it wasn't it wasn't a Camaro or a Monte Carlo, was it? Like way back when?
I don't remember. And I don't.
You talk about like the dealer, like the Chevy made them.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was when
was
you
it the older ones, like the bitchin' ones, or was it the newer ones?
I know what you're talking about.
I just remember seeing them and I would look for it. It's like seeing, you know, like, oh, is that a Grand National? Oh, no, that's not a Grand National. It's that other car. I don't remember what it was. Oh, here we go.
Somebody's going to know.
Did I have to quickly just find this?
I believe I don't know.
That fast?
Huh. Was it the Camaro?
Monte Carlo, you're right. They made 2002 Chevy Monte Carlo SS Dale Intimidator Edition. That's right. So there
those
we go.
Bigger.
Super Sport.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah. And then, dude, I did not know they made a Dale Earnhardt Edition Cadillac Escalade in 06.
Whoa.
I didn't either.
That doesn't seem very Dale-ish.
Fancy.
That doesn't seem Dale to me.
Nah, he wasn't a drug dealer. I don't know why he'd drive a Cadillac.
Hey, come on, dude. I have family that drives one of those.
Cadillac's so nice.
Oh, here's a picture. Oh, see, I mean, come on. That's not special enough. Like, it just has a very small, faint three. Very, it's like, you know how, like, you can buy your regular Ralph Lauren polo shirts where they got their regular sized?
Yeah.
And then you can find the ones that's like the guy riding the horse is like a good 2 feet tall. I love to, and I've done it before, usually when I'm on like vacation or something. I like to walk up to somebody that's got one of those like 2 foot tall polo shirts on with the big embroidered insignia and say, hey, is that a Ralph Lauren?
God almighty, there go the text.
Oh, I told you. I knew. I mean,
everybody.
I know. I deserve it all.
My grandpa had that Monte Carlo. Somebody said Monte Carlo, Monte Carlo. Penny roller, what's up?
What a cool ass car, too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, you don't see stuff like that much anymore, man. Those releases, special releases.
But you know what we get instead? We get Happy Meals. Like,
yeah.
Any branding now that's done in that vein, it would be like, you know.
Like collecting the cars, like, you know, Jug brings us, like, you know, replicas of his cars.
Yeah.
It'll seem like people collect a whole lot anymore.
Oh, well, the ones that do have, like.
Because they have money.
They have so many.
Disposable
they have income. A 5 or 6 bedroom house, and 3 of those bedrooms are for those.
I don't know if it's still the top selling, but Earnhardt's Bass Pro Shop All Star car. First year he debuted it.
I like the my two favorite cars are the Dale Red, White, and Blue, and then the Bill Elliott Batman car.
God,
sweet
McDonald's
Batman,
badass man. That's so cool.
Do you remember everybody Days of Thunder when everybody wanted the Super Flow? But you usually got the city Chevrolet when you got your Hardee's little Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Hardee's Meal.
Yeah.
It's hard to get that Super Flow car.
I always end up with the freaking, oh, come on, brain. What was it? The Ricky Rudd Tide car. I ended up with that one so much.
Not even the Darryl Waltrip, you just got the Ricky Rudd one.
Ricky Rudd, over and over again. Because at first, when they first came out, they came out in little clear packages. You could say, hey, give me that one. I already got the Meliella.
Yep.
And then they started putting them in where you could, like the mystery boxes and everything are now. Where you're like, oh, come on, Bill Elliott. Ah,
like, Cole, I don't need to get the, let me get the Russ Wheeler Hardy's car. At right. least, damn.
You got any cold trickle? All right. 1-800-774-0093. That's how you can call and text us on the TLCMotors.com text line. And coming up at 7:30, you'll be able to watch and listen to a brand new Facebook Fuss and watch it live on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and crank it up now. Go ahead and wait for it, or whatever you say. The live broadcast.
Crank it up.
Woot, woot.
I don't know the terminology of it. It's a live stream, right?
Yeah, yeah, it will be live.
A live video stream.
Okay. And it will be available for replay later.
God bless.
Oh, Lord.
At the YouTubes.
YouTubes.
On the YouTubes.
Two YouTubes.
One of those. One version of that Dell car came with a 625 power, or 25 horsepower motor in it.
Now somebody's saying, looking up the Richard Petty Grand Prix. I got to look those up now.
Oh,
too.
God. The freaking Superbird.
What color was that?
Petty blue?
Ugh. Oh.
Okay. I understand. I didn't know the no. Monte Carlo. I get it. God. Petty blue, though, is like a color.
I was thinking it was black,
color.
But that's pretty. That's blue.
Oh, no.
I would love to see.
You're thinking of Cal.
You wonder what Richard Petty kept as far as, like, you know, obviously legendary career nobody's going to touch, but David Pearson probably be the closest. Well, Kyle Busch, but he's got wins in the series.
I wish they'd let him bring back those huge-ass spoilers, though. Those big ass spoilers. Yeah. They're like what ape hangers look like on
like
motorcycle.
Like the super wings or whatever they were?
Yeah. Yeah, with the big old tail on the back of it.
Almost like.
Well, if we're going to do that, you might as well bring back the Daytona Beach course.
You know, and while we're doing that, put wings on the side so if they go fast enough, they'll just take flight.
All right. Yeah, without a restrictor plate.
We're going to have some fun today, as already shown. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out what Barry, Jerry, and Kieran all have in common. Also, we're going to see why people keep mistakenly gluing these together. Next in your eyes, guys.
Oh, that's, see, that right there, if I'm Oopsie. On the board of the SCAB Awards, whatever those things are we try to get, I'm nominating yours right now.
Yeah.
That's so simple, but yet so many thoughts.
I'm going to guess ass cheeks.
Mine was balls, but I was like, how would you even do that? But yes, we are definitely in the gutter all times, always. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
We begin with this. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And people keep mistakenly gluing these together. Oy vey.
Hands to paintings. You know, the oil protests. These people.
Oh, yeah. They were gluing their hands to the ball floors and whatnot.
Truly, like, the left cannot decide one way or the other. Like, they love electric cars, but now we want to go stand in front of certain dealerships and throw chairs through their windows. Tesla.
That's productive.
Yeah, no, but they're the same ones. Guys, give electric a chance.
Oh,
give electric a chance. And now those same people are like,
give electric
boo these electric cars.
Ooh,
we're
electric.
Going to literally go to jail because we're doing set-ins at car dealerships.
Did you see how jumpy the Secret Service were when Trump was around the Teslas at the White House?
Did you see that? What was the, what's the other one? It's not a Tesla. Another self-driving, very expensive, I can't think. But there's one that the guy got out of the car to give it to the valet, had it in park. The valet didn't know how to drive the self-driving car, the hell, hybrid. So it's still going forward. The guy gets out of the car still starts. And so when the car in front of it would move, the car would keep going and hit it in the back over and over again. People are out there with their hands in the air going, what do we do? It's a runaway McLaren.
Christine.
It was McLaren.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like futuristic. Like, what the hell would you do in this situation if the car, like, what are you going to do? Lay down in front of it and stop it?
No.
I don't know why you would want valet with other people in your car.
Or at least make sure the valet guy knows, hey, this is one of self-drivers. Or why wouldn't you just have it park your, like that woman who's on the date in that commercial and the guy's
sugar being mama.
A douche. Yeah, and she's like, she's on her phone calling her car to drive over and pick her up so she can ghost this dude. You've seen that commercial? You don't watch
it. It's hilarious. He says, I forgot my wallet, so sugar mama.
Sugar mama. Here's another gym pick here.
I'll have to look that up on YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, she deserves at least a two-week stalk after that.
Yeah, for sure. That was rude.
Okay, so what are people gluing together?
Fingers.
You might want to look at the label before you use it. Products.
Gorillas.
Because
are they gluing the gorillas together in protest of gorilla glue? They make it out of old gorillas.
The frog.
I have a few gorillas hanging around.
Oh wow!
It happens. Well, a TikToker.
So she calls her boobies.
I was thinking of something
my
fun
monkeys.
To say, but I was like, you know what? Let her get
my
the
monkeys.
Story out.
My monkeys. Okay, it works.
You only got one.
All right, so. A TikToker is in the news after she accidentally grabbed a tiny bottle of fingernail glue.
Oh.
And she ended up in the ER.
The ER?
What did she glue together? And so the full story is, here's an embarrassing thing to be sent to the ER for, other than sex injuries.
She always looks like she's doing the chef kiss. Mwah! And her fingers are just staying that way.
Hers is, mwah! Hey, doc, I accidentally glued my eyes shut.
Oh, it was still
fingernail glue.
Oh,
thinking it was
okay now.
Yeah.
Oh,
for eye drops. Suck.
What was the movie? Was it a movie where they like sewn? They had sewn the people's eyes shut, and they're trying to open their eyes, but they couldn't. I felt like that was some kind of Saw movie or something.
Was that a human? Well, it wasn't a human centipede, was it?
No, I had never watched that fully. I just saw the end.
This person's not the first time. Not the first person. Because healthcare workers say it's become a real issue.
It's a new punishment.
And there are more and more people are gluing their eyes shut.
This is creepy, like the one Unsolved Mysteries where they just found the head. They didn't have, like, I didn't know this. So when you die and they, you know, embalm you, they put little eye caps in, like to cover the eyeballs to make sure the lid's shut. This head had rubber balls where the eyes are supposed to be. Red rubber balls.
No eyes?
No.
Did they donate them or possibly?
They just disappeared?
Well, they had to track that. They tracked them to China, and then the Chinese police that they called in that specific town's like, there's no way to track these. We make so many rubber balls. Nobody would know.
Someone stole the eyes for eye donation?
The head was already embalmed, and it was just randomly out in the woods.
With breast implants, they have some kind of...
serial numbers.
Yeah, something on there where they could tell.
Dr. Biden.
And my fingerprints.
Was able to identify a girl that was left in a river somewhere.
Right. Do they have them on the butt implants as well, I wonder?
I imagine.
Wow.
Well, I mean, there's certain sizes, too, that you wanted to, if you were going to have.
Dude, you can identify me by my hip, I bet.
Yeah. And?
I got to find out if I got serial numbers on my hip.
I bet if you go.
Do I have Wi-Fi on it?
Probably.
Nice.
Dude. I bet when you go
it's definitely got a serial number on it.
At the airport, it probably has, like, it when you walk by it. You know,
I want to get them, like, personalized. Like, can I put the Gamecocks logo on there? I want a cock leg.
Like, your whole body is show up on a scan.
Dude, this is a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I look part cyborg.
Yeah,
it's really kind
of
cool looking.
They joked about it on SNL this weekend, but we talk about rejuvenation. Did you know, like, the puff is real, too?
Dude,
what the hell?
We made a joke about that a while ago, and they literally, I'm not saying they listened to our show and took it, but it's just sometimes those thoughts kind of pop in. Like, what is that called? Around here, people just refer to it as the particular brand name of the place that does it.
Just puffed it up.
It's called a labia puff.
Oh, that's cool.
That sounds like a hairstyle from the hood.
Yeah, it's like a bouffant.
Something like the Lady of Rage would be rocking these days.
Well, I'll still have to get to what Barry, Jerry, and Karen have in common.
Sounds like argumentative people. Because they're every Karen, yes. Barry. I've only known one, and I can't say his last name on the radio.
Oh, one Barry. I know a couple Barrys.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's Irish.
I can say it real quick and make the story
quick. Oh,
yeah,
mine too. Barry Green Jr., shout out.
Mine was Barry McCockiner.
Senior, too.
What Barry, Jerry, and Karen have in common, they're on the 2025 Atlantic Hurricane Season list of names. And I checked it to see if Jeremy, Matthew, or Paige made the list.
What about Charlotte?
None of them. Boy? I never make the list of hurricane names. So
you sound like my Aunt Helene 2 years ago.
Neither did Philip.
Aunt Helene.
Neither did.
My Aunt Helene's like, well, this ain't the one I wanted. I wanted a good storm named after me, not the one that people hear it and they cringe. Oh, here comes Helene. No! Yeah. No, it's just my great aunt Helene.
But you don't remember them until they affect you, right? What Katrina
of
was
course,
national.
Of course. Well, Hugo.
Like, I don't know what that Hurricane Andrews sounds familiar. I don't know where it went.
But here's the thing that bothers me. Dexter's on the list. Imelda's on. I mean, who's coming up? I want to file a complaint.
Superstorm Sandy. That was catchy.
That I never get on the list.
For those that didn't have speech impediments. Mike Tyson hated it.
The last name is Wendy.
I want to hear Cody Rhodes say that. Thumpthorn Sandy. He's still got a little bit of his daddy's tongue, you know. I love it.
There might be a Hurricane Lorenzo this year.
Oh, wee wee. Oh,
like Renegade.
Paige, thank you.
There's Jerry, but not Jeremy.
God dang it.
Well, he used to be Jerry Larry.
Sorry.
Chris Justice.
Let's play some of your old songs today.
Let's look this up, Chris Justice. I don't think they exist anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got featured players we can't play on them. Let's get me in a hurricane list, Chris Justice. Look it up.
He can do it.
He knows people at the National Weather Service.
I have an in with Perella, so we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I want a Perella umbrella.
Yeah, I can get you one.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Paige.
I want one, too.
One per show. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
We got the greatest golf course in the world. We're not talking about Augusta National.
This country?
It's not in this country.
Okay, you said the world, so...
We'll tell you why it's so great. You might want to go check it out.
You know what? I don't know, but I'm going to guess it's like in Dubai or the Emirates or somewhere.
Not there.
Oh, wow.
But when you think about great golf courses, people think about Sawgrass. You know, they think about
TPC.
Augusta National. Torrey Pines, even Pebble Beach.
Chateau Elan is quite nice.
Yeah. They think about the Rock.
I'm basing a lot of these off the old Nintendo PGA Tour game as well.
I think about Southern Oaks.
I think about it in pixelated form, so I'm not sure what it's like in real life. But we'll find out next, all right? Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. Man, there ain't really this day in sports history worth a...
Damn it.
What?
It's the only part
Why?
Of the sports I like.
My head's skipping for today. Tech Clemson plays tonight in the ACC tournament. 9:30. They play SMU, which they've already beat once this year. They got the double bye. The tournament started Tuesday. They don't have to play till tonight. That's what happens when you're nationally ranked in the top 10. Third ranked in the conference.
Oh.
Gamecocks, though, they were done. Arkansas beat them. Done for the year. Real disappointing.
Yeah, real.
And people are, you know, excited about Lamont Paris and what he's going to do in Columbia, but just an awful year. Really bad. Probably one of the worst ever.
Okay.
Not the women, though. The women are great.
I was going to say, like, I mean, I don't know. I've had a big change of heart about stuff like that. Some people could say, well, you're not a sexist anymore. Not true. I just, I don't know. I'm giving it a chance, and I like it. I've enjoyed watching women play basketball. You might, and women wrestle.
I was about to say, you might want to watch them wrestle now.
Yeah, I've watched them wrestle.
I don't like watching them wrestle in Saudi Arabia because they're covered up too much.
That's the one thing I don't like. No, Nia Jax should always act like she's in Saudi Arabia, though.
I'm not gonna like tippy time in Saudi Arabia if I can't see.
No, that's like just carrot in front of the, whatever that analogy is.
That's a
dangling it.
Gymnast body.
Gymnast shoot. It's hard to describe that body. It's fit, but it's like curvy and bouncy. I don't know look is called.
She's mastered both.
Perfect.
She's got the jiggle.
I'll show you a picture of her, Paige.
Let me look at her. This probably looks like, you know, you in high school.
Yeah.
Nice young.
Won't be hard to find. I got it saved in my favorite places.
I didn't jiggle that much in high school like I do now.
Well, yeah, can you jiggle three balls at once?
Probably.
Juggle.
You'd be a juggler.
I can juggle any time you want.
Well, I'm you know, I'm kind of on this tip because we're about to.
It's Tiffy time.
Oh, yeah, she's cute. She's in good shape.
She'll work you over, too.
Yeah,
she might hurt me.
She might.
She's got bigger arms.
I'd like to be in the closet watching.
Well, the greatest golf course in the world. You might agree. You might not agree. Whatever that's called.
Hillendale.
No. It's not Southern Oaks either. It's not others. Where we used to have
the former Pebble Creek.
Wackett Wednesdays, former Pebble Creek.
God, the Wackett Wednesday one that we used to do in Easley. They never did anything with that property, did they?
No. Millstone, wow. I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not even talking about the Pickens Country Club.
Didn't even put a strip mall or nothing out there.
This is a course in France. It's called Le Jenny. L-A-Jenny.
Le Jenny.
It's on France's west coast. There's a couple catches, though. It's only six holes.
Okay.
But it's cheap. You can golf for cheap. There's also another catch.
Is there beer?
All the flags are white.
They are. White flags, and they got beer.
You have to be sexually aggressive toward all the Bev Cart girls.
No, but
it's France.
Ooh la la, baby.
You do have to be completely butt naked.
To play?
Look at this. Yep. Wow. It is the world's first nude golf course.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Look at this chick.
Yeah, that's the one they put out for the promo shots. You ain't going to see
because
that.
Because you know you're
there.
Not. I know. You're just going to get middle-aged, overweight men out there.
Paige Spiranak, or however how you say her name, she's not going to be out there naked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Spiranak.
Oh, Lord.
Or you know, Grace Harris, the golfer, is not going to be out there.
It's going to be a sausage party.
God, why didn't they just call it that? Sausage Links.
Holy crap, hey. That boy. Colin Montgomery, run with it.
Monty.
I can see him out there naked.
You see him.
I don't want to, but I can see it. Him and
Jimenez
Fuzzy Zeller.
Better God, swing.
Fuzzy. Jay Haas, if you want to try this out.
Jay Haas.
Bill, I know Bill's back on the upswing. Get Bill out there to practice a little bit.
Well, I want to go to the driving range next.
I do, too. Now it sounds interesting.
You have Jimenez out there. What about?
I know there's a top golf. Is there a bottomless golf I can go to?
What about bottom golf?
Bottom golf. Yeah. Dude, that's when you're on the bottom stalls. I don't like that as much.
I don't want to get sunburned,
like being on the upper deck.
I don't know if I want to see Camilo Vijegas' famous golf lineup squat. On a naked course?
I would do naked night golf.
You see Jesper Parnevik out there completely naked with his hat flipped up.
I don't want to do day golf.
What's up, guys?
Hating Tiger Woods the whole time.
Yeah. So I was going to do a Payne Stewart with his socks pulled up, but nothing else. But, you know, he's walking them streets of gold right now.
That's fun, fat boy.
He's playing golf with Moses and others.
God, man, it makes you wonder, like, what did they do for sports back then in the Bible? They fight people, you know, kill people.
Yeah.
Is there a ball somewhere?
Throw people in with lions.
Or went on those desert treks.
Yeah.
They were hiking for 40 days and 40 nights, man.
That's not fun.
Yeah, something happened.
Eating stuff that fell from the sky. Manna, they called it. I'm sorry. I trust the Lord. But right now, if there's a famine and bread, essentially, is what they say manna was. Bread started falling from the earth.
Yeah.
I ain't eating it. I think it's the Chinese.
Well, you know, yeah, because of the seeds.
So them seeds and stuff started. If bread starts falling from the sky and I'm hungry, I ain't eating it.
And the weather balloons.
Or fish falling from the sky.
The aliens. Somebody's doing
it. If it rains fortune cookies, you better watch out.
I'm going to have a hard time believing that it's the Lord feeding me from the sky.
You've been had.
Because truckers, that's their mantra. It didn't fall from the sky. We brought it here. Uh-huh. So I ain't trusting it unless a trucker brings it. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.